tranquilo.
Sorry, sometimes you like a song because you know the devil will be giving in patches every morning. Say, right, let's go sit there. And you follow me like what Brother Ronnie Reagan says. It's a nice life, sir. It's a really nice life. Let's sing that song. Sister Lillian, our song. Can you put the words? Sorry. I'm still getting used to it. God specializes in things not impossible.
God specializes in things not impossible, and He will do wonderful things.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God's courage was broken to Joshua. Hallelujah.
Oh,
Let's open our Bibles. Let's open Hebrews chapter 4. Let's get a thought before we come to the communion table. Let's. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. Let's read from 14 up to 16. Paul says, seeing then that you have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God.
Hallelujah.
Let us hold fast our prayer.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord. We have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of infirmity.
Yes, sir.
But was in all points tempted like as we are.
Amen.
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 Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace.
Yes, sir.
That we may obtain mercy.
Amen.
And find grace to help in time of need.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father, what a privilege, Father, what a promise.
Amen.
Lord, and how many times we have our times with you.
Yes.
And how faithful that you are, Father, at the throne of mercy. Oh, Father, how we thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Each of
Hallelujah.
Us testify upon this.
Amen.
I say, Lord, that if it wasn't for our great high priest,
Hallelujah.
We wouldn't be here today.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
If it wasn't for you,
thank you, Jesus,
where we are,
Hallelujah.
We wouldn't be who we are.
Amen.
We wouldn't have the hope that you have. Father, we wouldn't have a future.
Thank you, Father.
Father, we've been people most miserable.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Father, we just want to come and just remember your goodness.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus,
thank
you, Lord. As you partake of communion.
Amen.
As you remember, Lord Jesus, what you've done for us.
Amen.
I just pray that you help us.
Father,
yes,
I have need to be in your hands.
Amen.
Your people have a need.
Amen.
To come out of the flesh.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Into that spiritual realm.
Yes, Father.
So that you may speak in
the
Amen. So Father,
Amen.
Lord, will they be done upon
Please,
us?
Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we need you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, you're so faithful to meet our needs.
Amen.
Father, Lord, you pray for our sister Chrisoma. She's got a need as well.
Yes, Father.
Oh, yes,
Amen.
Lord.
Father, we can come boldly upon this evening.
Amen.
Yes,
Lord. Lord, that we've got one who can be touched by
Amen.
The feet.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. We pray for our sister. We pray, Lord, that you'll speak into the situation.
Yes,
yes,
Father.
Visit her with your grace.
Amen.
To minister to her even at this time.
Hallelujah.
Bless us, Lord, as we read your word.
Yes, Lord.
It,
Hallelujah.
And come to this community.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So it's ready to see it. Let's have our thoughts proceeding as we see it of what Paul is speaking about in verse 14 when he says we have a great high priest.
Amen.
And I like the way that Paul says it. He says, read.
Amen.
We have a great high priest. So let's speak about our great high priest.
Amen.
Because saints, like we're saying in prayer, then where would we be without our great
high priest?
This great high priest, to other people, he may not be great. Because if you've never needed him, or you've never called him on the scene, you
yes.
know who he is.
Yes, sir. Amen.
If he's never ministered to you, then you're not able to say this evening that
yes,
he's our high priest.
Amen.
You might be able to say he's a high priest.
Yes.
You might be able to say he's God's high priest.
Yes.
But the most precious thing that we desire for every single one of us in communion is that each of us would be able to say that he's our high priest.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That you can say he's my
Amen.
High priest.
Amen.
And that I can say the same.
Yes, sir.
Because that's what Paul wants us to do. That's
Amen.
Why he gives us the scripture. He's using the high priest
mm.
as an encouragement for us to come and pray.
Mm.
An encouragement for us to draw near.
Amen.
An encouragement for us to hold fast. He
mm.
says, our profession.
Amen.
You know, he's saying, look, you Hebrew believers, you've gone through persecution, you've gone through trials. He says, but let me tell you the great reason why you should just keep holding on.
Amen.
If you've been praying for it, you're not your healed. Keep holding on to your
profession.
Amen.
If you're in affliction and you're seeking deliverance and it hasn't yet come, it says, hold on to your profession.
Yes, sir.
Why? It says, because we have a high priest.
Hallelujah.
He said, if only you knew the benefit that you have a high priest even now.
Amen.
Jesus, the Son of God.
Amen.
Yeah, who's passed into the heavens, he says. He says, therefore, let us hold fast our profession.
Amen.
Let us hold fast, friends, if we really realize who this great high priest is. If we realize how interested he is in us.
Amen.
If we realize how personally interested he is in our situation that you're in, whatever need that it is, that's what Paul's trying to instruct us of here.
Amen.
He's trying to say, whatever type of need, whatever type of circumstance that you're in, no matter if it's a spiritual bondage, it's a spiritual affliction, spiritual warfare, if it's something in the natural, a natural need, you know, something which you're feeling a lack, something that you're feeling a burden for, Paul is pointing to one thing, and that's to the high priest.
Hallelujah.
He says, this should be such a basis for us holding on to our profession.
Amen.
This should be something, and if you really understand it, it'll give you great faith.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
Perfect love casts out fear.
Amen.
And when you realize His love, and you realize that He's a faithful and compassionate high priest even now.
Amen.
And that is your high priest.
Amen.
And as you go through, you see, well, who is a high priest? Why? I mean, what are the functions and roles of a high priest? Oh, saints, it's something which is
Amen.
It's something that's wonderful. It's something that makes you want to know Him better. That's something that makes you want to trust Him more. You know, we sing the song, All for Grace. To trust Him more. All too sweet. To trust in Jesus. But people many times don't trust in Jesus because they don't know who Jesus is for them.
Yes, sir.
They don't know what Jesus thinks about them. They don't know what Jesus has done for them.
Amen.
That's why they don't put their trust in Him.
Amen.
But if you knew what He had done for you,
Amen.
If you knew His thoughts for you now, Amen. If you knew what He was doing for you in the heavens even now,
yes, sir.
That would make you want to put your trust.
Hallelujah.
It would make you say, but why am I holding on to this worry?
Yes.
Why am I holding on to concern about the future? Why am I worrying about whether this will come to pass? It just shows we don't fully understand who our great high priest is.
Amen.
We don't understand this great provision of grace. Now, under the old covenant, they had high priest. And the high priest was a provision of grace to the people. Now, for God to give to the children of Israel a high priest, it was grace. The God, when He thought about a high priest, He was thinking of something precious for the people. Something to minister to the needs of the people. So He instituted the tabernacle under the law. And in the tabernacle, He instituted the priesthood. And at the top of the priesthood, He put the high priest. And this was someone who could come within the veil. And was someone who could come into the Shekinah presence of God on behalf of the people. That wasn't His only function. He was then someone that could go back out to the people to speak to the people the mind of God. To come to speak into the situations of people, to reveal to the people Jehovah's provisions, whatever they were going through.
Mm-hmm.
So this high priest, he was someone that was a mediator.
Mm-hmm.
That he stood between God and man.
Mm-hmm.
He could go into a place that other men couldn't come.
Mm-hmm.
And then he could come and, having heard and received something and performed ministry in that place, he could now come out to the people from that place, and God's mind and idea was that he would be able to minister in a peculiar way to the needs of the people. And a high priest was a real provision of grace, like we said, because if we think of the Most High, he says, I inhabit eternity.
Yes, sir.
Now, for you and I to really understand someone like Jehovah, for you and I to understand this great being that created all of these things,
Amen.
That to have a confidence to come before Him,
mm-hmm.
to really approach before Him, it's like God is too sacred.
Yes, sir.
Amen. God is too unfathomable.
Hallelujah.
No, He's immutable. He's unchangeable.
Mm.
He knows all things. He's so holy. He's so perfect and pure, you know? So for us, really, really, if you came and explained to me the greatness of Jehovah, of God dwelling between the cherubim, and said, you know, come and seek Him, you'd say, okay. But the things that I've done, and sometimes the things that I think, and the way that I walk inside of my life, and my infirmities and my weaknesses, I don't know really if I need to stand directly in His presence. But then if God revealed to you, okay, I'll make a better way.
Hallelujah.
I'll take someone from among your
brethren.
I'll take someone like you.
Amen.
I'll take someone who knows what it is to have weaknesses.
Amen.
I'll take someone who knows what it's like to be tempted.
Hallelujah.
I'll take somebody who knows what it's like to be a man.
Amen.
But I'll also allow him to come directly into the presence of God. So he'll really know who I am. So he'll know who man is, and he'll know who God is. And on behalf of man, he'll speak to God.
Hallelujah.
Because he understands the weakness of God. So he can frame things in such a way that he can speak
in such a way to God on behalf of man,
Amen.
In a way that man himself can't speak.
Amen.
And the man comes from God, he now comes and speaks on behalf of God to the people. But because he's a man, he can take the great things of God and break it down.
Hallelujah.
So you can understand. Oh, friend, that's a great thing to have a mediator.
Amen.
To have a high priest.
Yes, sir.
Now, even in the Old Testament, in the tabernacle, there's so many of the things in the tabernacle, so many of the things under the law were really a blessing.
That's right.
But unfortunately, that God had put a condition for the blessing. He says, you've got to walk perfectly before.
Amen.
And that's how when you look at the law, we see it as a curse. The law wasn't really a curse. If you could walk a perfect life, God promised such immeasurable blessings.
Hallelujah.
To you. But under their covenant, they were under the Old Testament. They couldn't for themselves appropriate those blessings because they knew their own infirmities. They knew their own weaknesses. But friends, when we look back at the law now, we can look at all the blessings of the law. We can take all of the benefits of the law. Yeah? The sacrifices of the law, the high priest of the law, all the shadows and types. And because of Christ, we can take all those blessings to ourselves.
Amen.
Because you'll say to yourself, how Amen. Can I appropriate the blessings of the law? Because the blessings of the law for they that walk perfectly before the Lord.
Mm.
But we have someone who walked perfectly before the Lord. And he's our representative in the presence of God. So when Jehovah asks us, it says, I want to bless you, but have you been perfectly righteous? We just point to the one that made
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
Amen. So we don't have to worry about our own righteousness.
Amen.
Or that every believer wants to walk a righteous life.
Amen.
But there's someone who was righteous for us.
Thank you.
You know, so we can appropriate all those things. So when we see the high priest in the Old Testament, Jesus comes and what does he say? He says that greater than the temple is here.
Hallelujah.
So we have a high priest, but now Paul says now we have a great high priest. So what was a blessing to them under the shadow? Imagine what it is to us under the fullness. If they had a tabernacle so that Jehovah could come and dwell amidst them under the shadow, what about now? When it says you are the temple of the living God, when Jesus is greater than the temple is here.
There's
all of these things of the Old Testament, God allowed them to be there to show under a shadow, to show in the natural spiritual reality which was for us under the shadow, so we can appropriate by looking back at those things and saying, well, hey, if God could be in the midst of his people, if God could provide a sacrifice of blood, that people even under the old covenant who had sinned and fallen short could have a boldness to come before the mercy seat, how much more when we've got perfect blood?
Amen.
How much more can we come to the real mercy seat? Now that's why the Old Testament, friends, we can appropriate all of those blessings because they're all shadows of the reality which is in Christ. So every one of the benefits which they have through the obedience to the law. We had somebody who was born under the law, Paul says, who died under the law, and was perfectly righteous.
Amen.
Between the heavens and the earth, and made a covenant between
Amen.
God and himself on behalf of his brethren.
Amen.
On behalf of us, so we can appropriate all of these things.
Amen.
So it's a good thing to have a look at some of these things. To have a look at this great high priest. And Paul is saying to us, he's saying, look, that high priest, you might have looked at some of the high priests in the Old Testament, they were disappointing people. You might have looked at Caiaphas, the high priest, that was just the shadow. My friends, we have the real high priest.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God spoke to Moses on Mount Sinai and said, it's going to be a tabernacle, I want to dwell amidst my people. I want you to appoint a high priest. When God said that, he was thinking about Jesus. When God appointed Aaron or the sons of Aaron, whoever it was, as the high priest, in God's mind, the aim that he had, the desire that he had, his whole intention in giving a high priest, in his mind, he had Jesus there all the time.
Amen.
And just as much as when he said, you can come and sacrifice lambs for your sins, when he instituted those offerings in the Old Testament, he didn't really want that offering. He had the real offering in his mind that was
Amen.
And that's why whenever Paul speaks about the high priest, he's really distinguishing. He's trying to say, we've received the real offering. And the most amazing moment in the New Testament was when Caiaphas, the high priest, stood looking eye to eye with the real high priest.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he didn't realize that Caiaphas, in his unjust judgment that he made, All he was doing was hastening Jesus on into the function as the real high priest.
Amen.
He didn't realize that presence. And that shows the difference between that covenant and the covenant that we have now. So we have this great high priest. And Paul is saying it to us in the Bible that although he's entered into the heavens, just as much as the high priest in the Old Testament, when they'd come to the Day of Atonement, and people would come and they would gather, and then the high priest would go within the veil, the people wouldn't see the high priest anymore. Mm. But that high priest, when he'd go in there, he was taking the sins of the people. He was taking the burdens of the people within the veil. So though the people couldn't see him, but that high priest was there on behalf of the people.
Amen.
And Paul is saying, Jesus now has entered into the heavens.
Amen.
But he's entered on our behalf.
Amen.
And the most amazing thing that he's telling us, he says, though he's there now, he hasn't changed.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. He's as compassionate as ever was.
Thank you, Lord.
He's just as compassionate. He's just as tender. He's just what is the word that he uses there? In chapter 4, he says in verse 15, for we have not a high priest which cannot be
touched
with the feelings of our bones, but was in all points tempted like unto us.
Yeah.
So we have a high priest who can be touched. He's got compassion. There's a tenderness with this high priest.
Hallelujah.
That although he's entered into the heavens, he hasn't changed his nature.
Thank you, Lord.
In fact, the days of his flesh, the things that he went through, when he was hungry, when he was misunderstood, when he was persecuted, when he bore our infirmities upon himself, when he was falsely accused, when he was all the different things that Jesus went through, everything he went through was simply to equip him to be our high priest.
Amen.
So that when he gets there now, and he goes and presents himself in the presence of God on behalf of his brethren, he can feel for us. Because of you today, maybe don't have enough food in your home. Jesus knows what it's like.
Hallelujah.
He came to the fig tree and there were no figs on the fig tree. When you sometimes are so tired because of your labors, you think you can't go on. He knows what it's like.
Amen.
He fell asleep on the back of the boat in the midst of a stormy sea. The prophet says, Prince of the house of David, it says, Jesus sat and groaned with a headache. You know, so, friend, that gives you confidence.
Amen.
You know, we're not approaching someone who's so far off.
No.
Someone who cannot understand.
Amen.
Someone who looks down on us and says, I can't understand what you're saying by this. But when we're approaching a high priest, he perfectly understands. He says, I know what it's like. I was taken from among my brethren. I know what it is to be a man. I know what it is to have a bad name. I know what it is to live in poverty. I know what it is to be misunderstood.
Amen.
I know what it is for people to insult me unjustly. I know what it is to be persecuted for righteousness.
Amen.
And you think of all the things that he went through. And then we come to his crucifixion and his death and the pain and the different sorrows and suffering and the depression and the things that he went through. That's it. You try to find something which you go through that Jesus didn't go through.
That's right.
You're going to have
an
awful hard time finding it.
That's right.
You're going to have a hard time finding it. And you're going to find this great high priest went through it to a far greater extent.
Amen. That's right.
And that was all to equip him, was to qualify him. That's why the Lord said to Moses, he says, the high priest must be taken from among his brethren. Let him be a kinsman.
Amen.
He says it can't be someone who doesn't understand the gifts.
Right. Yes, sir.
Because this unique ministry, this office that he's going to hold between God and man, he's going to have to understand God and he's going to have to understand man.
Mm-hmm.
And that's this fusion that comes together in the Kinsman Redeemer.
Amen.
In
Amen.
The person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because there's nobody else qualified like he is.
Amen.
We are God.
No.
We can't understand God the way, but the Bible says, though he was God, he thought it not robbery, but he humbled himself unto God. You know, so he perfectly understands the things of God, and he perfectly understands the things of man. You find somebody else that can step into those shoes. That's why when the book was in the hands of the one who sitting on the throne, no man could even look on the
throne. Amen.
God himself had to provide a man.
Hallelujah.
God himself had to provide a high priest.
Thank you, Lord.
And that's why he had to be virgin born. That's where you have to be sinless and spotless and undefiled. That's why you have to live the perfect life that he did. And being God, yet he was a man. And friend, what a qualification for him. None of the Old Testament high priests could be like that.
That's right.
None of the priests under the law could be like that. They knew in a measure the things of God, the things they were taught. They knew in a measure the things of man. And they would try their best, like you and I try our best. But friends, we have a great high priest. We don't just have high, that word is mega. We have a mega high priest. You have a high priest now. You have a high priest now.
Amen.
In the
heaven.
And now he's touched by the feelings of him.
Amen.
And if you just put your trust in him, whenever he's touched, he responds to that touch. He ministers to a need. He speaks to you. He visits you. There's so many different blessings. He heals you. He provides for you. He protects you.
Thank you, Lord.
He's touched by the feelings.
Hallelujah.
And when he's moved by the feelings of infirmities, he makes intercession and the blessing comes down.
Amen.
And the need is met. Friends, it's a great privilege.
Amen.
Great privilege. That's why the Bible says there's no one between God and man.
Thank you, Lord.
That's the man Christ Jesus.
Amen.
People try to put saints there. They're trying to put people. That's nonsense.
Right.
Those people aren't qualified.
Right.
A saint was qualified to stand between God and man. They don't even understand the things of their own lives.
My
life. Understand the things of your life.
My.
But we need someone who understands.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir. Yeah. Amen.
We're going to have somebody representing us in the presence of God. We want someone who fully understands.
Amen.
Amen.
We want someone Hallelujah.
Fully sympathize.
Amen.
Oh, friends, that's why Jesus was the perfect fusion
Amen.
Between God and man.
Mm.
He was Emmanuel. He was God with us.
Amen.
He's our great kinsman redeemer.
Amen.
He was born of a woman.
Amen.
Yeah. He was born under the law, Paul tells us. But he was God.
Amen.
Oh, and you'll say, but how can it be? Because he's Melchizedek.
Amen.
He's Melchizedek made flesh.
Amen.
The great priest. And
Hallelujah.
The great high priest who came to Abraham. He never changes.
Amen.
He clothed himself in humanity. He came and qualified himself
Hallelujah.
For the ministry, the office of a high priest. Because it speaks of Melchizedek in the days of his flesh.
Hallelujah.
How he offered up great cries and tears, yeah? And was heard and then he feared. Oh, friend, you come and tell me about Buddha.
My.
You come and tell me about Allah. You're wasting your time.
Right.
You come and tell me about Confucius or all this. That's nonsense.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen.
I only hear about a God who became a man.
Me too.
Amen.
I want a God who makes me.
Hallelujah.
It's not enough for me just to understand. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Because I'm in the days of my flesh.
Amen.
I've got my infirmities. I've got my temptations, my trials, my weaknesses. I don't need a God who's so far away that he doesn't understand what
I'm
doing. That's what you tell me of a God who actually came down and became a man.
Hallelujah.
And he wasn't a king when he was. He never assumed the throne of a king.
That's right.
He was a peasant.
Amen.
He only had one garment. He had no place to lay his head. He was of no reputation. He was betrayed by his closest friend. Yeah? He was abandoned by those who should have stuck with him through to the end. And then he hung between the heavens and the earth and he died out of the presence of God. And then Paul comes and tells us that same one, he's your
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
That's the kind of God I want.
Amen.
That's the kind of one that I want to give my life to.
Yes.
That's the kind of one that I can worship and serve with a confidence because I know that no matter what I'm going through, he understands what
Thank
I'm
you,
doing.
Lord.
That he can be compassionate to us. Paul says he can have compassion upon the ignorant. That's what we need. Because many times I'm ignorant. I don't know that I've done something wrong.
Right.
I don't know I should have done something for the Lord. I never did it.
Right.
Yeah. Or sometimes it's just our infirmities. There's our sins of omission, sins of things we should have done, but we just weren't able to do them.
Amen.
Oh, friend, and then we can go to our great high priest. And we can say, Jesus, I'm sorry. The burden was too heavy. And then he thinks back to the on the way to Golgotha. And he thinks that when he couldn't carry his cross, and he thinks that when the burden was too heavy, he stumbled under the weight of the cross, and he needed Simon of Cyrene to come and help him. And then he says, I understand what it's like.
Yes, sir.
And he goes now before the mercy seat and says, Father, he didn't mean to do that. Father, I know what it's like. That's what Paul's telling us, this great high
priest. Amen.
That he's taken from among men, but he's faithful in the things of
Hallelujah.
God. And you get someone who can do that, friends, and that's the kind of person that you want to be like.
Yes.
That's the kind of person that you want to represent you.
Amen.
That's the kind of person that you want to follow. Because when he's speaking of this, Paul is speaking of his great compassion, this great compassionate high priest. So he's speaking that he's God. He's so great. He's so powerful. But he's so compassionate. Oh, friend, that's a mixture which is hard to
find. Amen.
Others can speak of their great God who was supposedly so powerful. I don't really want so much of that power. I want a God who's compassionate.
Amen.
I want mercy. I want understanding. I want some tenderness. I want some compassion. I want an understanding there when I come to the mercy seat. I don't just want perfection there, because if I can't live up to perfection, and neither can you. But if we can come to somebody who can bridge the gap.
Amen.
Who can stand in the bridge between the put his hand on a sinful man and a holy God. That's the promises that he does.
Amen.
That's the kind of high priest that you need.
Amen.
That's the kind of anointing that you want, but that's the kind of high priest that you need.
Please, Lord.
Now, what was the function of a high priest? The first thing, like we said, his first role was to commune with man. He was to deal with the affairs of men.
Amen.
That's the first thing that he had to do. Now, dealing with people, it needs compassion.
Hallelujah.
It needs mercy. It needs understanding.
Amen.
It needs patience. We don't just need perfection when dealing with man. But it needs that kind of a thing.
Amen.
You know, so he himself, he would commune with man. So what he'd have to do, the high priest, he would speak to a farmer. He'd speak to someone who came in from the fields. He'd have to speak to a widow woman who lost her husband in the war. He had to speak to all manners of people with all manner of perplexities, infirmities and weaknesses and things that they'd been through. And he had to be the kind of person that, because he was a man as well with infirmity himself, he wouldn't just quickly judge that person. But he'd be able to understand.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that when he would speak to the person on behalf of God, he would know the right words to say.
Amen.
But if that person had gone right directly into the presence of Elohim, that's what the voice would have said. Remember Daniel Curry in the dream.
Amen.
And Daniel Curry has a dream. Right. He comes up to the gates and he's died and he wants to enter into glory. It was just a dream. But he was a famous evangelist. And it was a powerful point in the dream. And when he comes up before the gates, here comes the angel with the book, the recording angel, and says, can I help you? He says, I'm Daniel Curry. I was an evangelist. My life on earth is finished today. I want to enter into my reward. And the angel looks through the book and says, I can't find your
name.
He says, but your name must be there. My name must be there. I was an evangelist. I led many people to Christ. He says, I can't find your name there. And then Daniel Curry said, but then what can I do? And the angel says, the only thing we can do is appeal your case to the white throne.
Amen.
And the prophet says, woe unto us.
My.
Then we have to appeal our case to the white throne. The white throne is no mercy.
That's right.
We'll be judged with a righteous judgment.
Yes.
And then he's caught up, Daniel Curry is going through time and space. And then he comes into the presence of this great light. And the deeper and deeper he comes into the presence of this great light, the more he starts to realize what it is that is requested. And finally he stops. And the voice comes to him and says, who is it that approaches my throne?
Amen.
He says, I've done no carry. And the voice said, oh, you want to be judged according to my justice. Daniel Curry, nothing must ever be seen. And then the voice says, Daniel Curry, I'll ask you a question. Did you ever lie?
My.
And Daniel Curry says, when I was there amongst men, in the days of my infirmity, I thought I was quite a good guy. But in the presence of that great
light,
I saw the way that they were.
Amen.
And I said, yes, I did lie. And then the voice says, Daniel Curry, did you ever steal? And he said, I thought I'd been righteous in my dealings with people, but in the presence of that great light, I saw there were times I didn't deal faithfully with people. And I said, yes, I did steal. It says, and then my bones, they started to tremble. I felt that any moment now the great voice was going to say, depart from me.
My.
Into the fire prepared for the devil and his angels. And he says, just as I was trembling, waiting for that voice of judgment, I heard another voice.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And he says, and I turned around and I saw the sweetest face that I've ever seen.
Amen.
And he said, and the voice said, Father, yes, honor Daniel Kelly wasn't perfect.
Amen.
But he stood for me.
Amen.
Amen.
And now, Father, I'm going to stand.
Amen.
Take all of his sins and put them on.
Hallelujah.
Oh, friends, that's what we need a high priest.
Amen.
That's why we need a high priest. We need a sympathetic high priest. We need one who understands our infirmity. Who understands what you're going through. Not in a theory. Theory doesn't help.
No.
But practically, because he went through those same things.
Amen.
That's why God says you take from among your brethren a high priest. Because he understands his brethren. He understands what people are going through. Because that needs grace. That needs patience. That needs understanding. Dealing between God and man. It needs those kind of things. Dealing with people.
Amen.
So what would he do? Friend, if you and I, like Israel, coming on Mount Sinai, if we desire to approach directly unto the Lord, and we hear the voice of a trumpet and thundering and lightning, what is God going to say to us directly? Are you and I going to be able to live up to what he says to us directly? We sure ain't.
No.
We're going to soon realize, like Israel, we need someone to represent us.
Yeah.
Someone go and speak to God on our behalf.
That's right.
And then let that person come and speak what God says to us.
Yeah.
And God says, what? That well spoken.
Amen.
Because that was always his desire.
Amen.
He never wanted us to come directly unto the throne of justice. No. He wants it to be a mercy seat. And even coming to the mercy seat, he knew that no, there's got to be someone to represent it before they come to me. And so when now the high priest would go, he's got all these different things that people are coming seeking judgment on this. A person's committed this kind of a trespass, this kind of a transgression. And I didn't mean to do it. I was caught up in it. I stole something from my neighbor. I didn't have enough food in my home. And I took some from the field next to my field. And all these different things. And the person's coming. Our friend, you need somebody who understands it.
Amen.
Somebody who understands the weakness of
it. Yeah.
And somebody who understands the requirements of Jehovah. But friends, we don't need someone to come and just bring us the raw word of the righteous one. We need someone, our great high priest, who can go and stand in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
And he can make intercession. And then he can hear the full counsel of God and he can come to us. And because he knows what it is to be a man, he knows there's good seasons in that.
That's
he
right.
knows there's certain times we can bear certain things and there's certain times we can't bear it. He's able to come to us as our high priest and give us exactly what we need.
Amen.
Friend, that's a gift.
Amen.
Anybody can come with theory and give it to somebody. Anybody can just read and come and just say, no, this is what it says. But it needs a certain something. You need a word in season.
Amen.
You need something that's going to minister to you where you are.
Amen.
That's going to take into account the condition that you are in.
Amen.
And friend, the Almighty in the beginning, Jehovah, he knew that I need to become a man.
Amen.
Because I want to understand my people.
Amen.
I can't just come with a law. I can't just give them my pure word of justice and of righteousness. Because if you would have come to Mount Sinai, maybe you were feeling weak that day. And you said, look, Lord, I don't think I'm going to be able to do it. And you told us to go to Jerusalem 3 times a year, all male children, but Lord, I'm not well. And you came to the throne of justice, the Lord would have said, I've said what I've said.
Amen.
My word is right. Live according to my word.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, friend, and then man with his infirmity would have come from me and said, I want to serve God, but this ain't easy.
Mm.
Like if I didn't have this flesh, if I didn't have the weakness of being a man, I'd be able to do it.
Mm.
But I was born in a condition that
is hallelujah.
Easy able to do the things that I want to do. Mm. And that's how the Lord says, okay, don't do it like that.
Amen.
You go and speak to the high priest.
Right.
And the high priest, because he knows what it is to have infirmity, he knows what it is to wake up and get out of bed on the wrong side in the morning.
Mm.
He knows what it is to get up sometimes and say, I don't really think I can continue on with this.
Mm.
So when you come to him with it, he's going to feel for yourself. Okay.
Amen.
Okay. Let me see if John doesn't promise you for what you say.
Mm.
Hey. Mm. Ah.
You fell short. It was a sin of omission, it was a sin of commission, whatever sin type of sin that it was. And then now the high priest, now you're searching all of the provisions of grace under the, all of the sacrifices and all of the offerings that Jehovah said and accept. And then now that high priest would come and customize it and say, okay, the way that Jehovah is going to accept you on this, you need to take a tukkah down. And you need to take a umar off. You need to do this. And then you need to go and make repentance, pay payback four times. And then the person would say, so this whole food, I thought that I was finished. Yes, that's good. You are mad. You make more mistakes.
Amen.
And God have mercy to make a provision for you.
Amen.
And then that high priest now, when it was his turn, or even the priest to come and offer incense, or to go within the veil, the high priest, he'd have that burden upon his heart. He'd be thinking of that person. He goes into the presence of God. He goes into the Shekinah presence and blesses God. You know, old farmer Job. No, he did something wrong there, Father. You're just forgiven for all of it. But he's come and he said that he's sorry, his name is often, please accept him, O Lord.
Mm.
And then the Lord maybe would speak something, and then he'd come back up, he'd go back and say to the person, this is what the Lord wants.
Mm.
Our friends, that's the kind of leadership that we need.
Amen.
Of his spirit. We need something personal. We need something that meets the need.
Amen.
We need something that meets us where
Amen.
We are.
Amen.
We need something that ministers to us in the very condition that
hallelujah.
Amen.
And under the natural priesthood, and even now, it's not perfect.
Yes.
But he is perfect.
Amen.
That's why we have a high priest. That whenever he speaks to us,
Amen.
His word is perfect.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, friends, has Jesus ever said anything to our church?
No. No.
Has he ever put something too much upon you?
No.
Has he ever come when you were right down there and you think you couldn't make it anymore?
No.
He came and burdened you more, made you
no.
He does, and he's a compassionate
man. Yeah.
He knows exactly where you are. He knows your name. He knows your every
Amen.
He sees your every tear.
Amen.
And he hears you when you call.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
High priest as a man was a blessing, but the man had his limitations. The man may have woken up that morning like Eli, and he comes and he sits there on the side of the door of the tabernacle, and he's thinking now he's burdened because of his sons. He's got his own problems that he's thinking about. He's thinking, these sons of mine, the things that I'm hearing about them, and he's so much thinking about his own problems. Here comes Hannah, and she's coming with a burden. She's coming to God's provided place.
Amen.
The Lord said, you have issues among you, issues of blood and blood, or plea of plea. Come to the place that I've chosen
Amen.
To
be.
And come to the priest. And she comes in that day, and she can see at the beginning of the feast that one thing Eli's ready in the spirit. Maybe she sees him rebuking someone and saying this and that. So she goes back home that day. She goes to the feast. She goes to Elkanah. She's still burdened. She's sorrowful. Elkanah does his best to comfort her. But friend, another great thing about it is there was a greater than Eli.
Hey, amen.
He was
Melchizedek.
Melchizedek, the real high priest, was there. Above the mercy seat. And so she came that night and she was just feeling like, I'm just so I just need someone to unload this burden. I just need to speak to somebody about my situation. And she comes first. And she pours out her soul before them. And she's in bitterness of spirit. And he has either. He's not in the right spirit. He comes and he rebukes her. And says, why are you coming drunken to the tabernacle?
Yes, sir.
Put away drink from me.
My.
But I'm so glad that she got in contact with the leader.
Amen.
Friends, it doesn't matter how people let you down.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't matter the environment that you're worshiping in. Amen. You have a high priest.
Amen.
Why should you look to say, this is really hard for me, people don't understand me? That's got nothing to do with it.
Amen.
The only one that really matters perfectly understands what you're doing.
Amen.
He's your high priest.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
He walked the same road.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
You just follow his bloody footprints after you. There's no place in your journey you're going to get through to that Jesus wasn't there before.
Yes, sir. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Every place that your feet are ordained to tread, Jesus has been
there. Amen.
There's not going to be one circumstance that he doesn't understand, that he can't relate to. You'll say, I'm so tempted by this girl at college. Jesus was tempted by the woman at the well.
That's
right.
Amen.
He knew it.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You might say, but I feel nobody understands me. I just feel alone in this life.
My mind.
He hung on the cross and my God, God, why has thou forsaken me? And all his disciples forsook him. He says, all of you tonight will forsake
me. Amen.
You might say, I used to be so close with brothers and sisters. And they betrayed me. I don't want to worship anymore. What about Jesus and Judas?
Amen.
What about the man of his right hand who betrayed him with a kiss?
Yes, sir.
You tell me you're going to go through something that Jesus doesn't understand. You know the problem with it is? We don't take it to the right place.
Amen.
We don't do like he says in verse 16. Let us therefore. What's
Hallelujah.
There? He's speaking of the high priest.
Amen.
He says, we've got such a great high priest.
Yes,
today.
Sir.
Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of God.
Thank you, Lord.
That we may obtain mercy.
Amen.
And find grace to help in the time.
Amen.
So what is the high priest going to give to us? Mercy and grace.
Hallelujah.
And compassion and understanding. Even in his correction, because another function of the high priest, he had to judge the people. He had to reprove the people if they'd done wrong. Our friends, and sometimes we can take the sword when we're out of the spirit. Our families, our friends, our brothers, our sisters
are
in a lot of trouble because it's not the truth in love. It's not a word in season. Or the hand that's holding the rod of correction, it hasn't got the right compassion. It hasn't got the right depth of understanding or feeling about the situation that they're needing to reprove. And the high priest, they make those mistakes many times. But friends, you're never going to come to Jesus.
No.
You're never going to come to Jesus and him misjudge your issue.
Never.
Never. You might be like Peter. You might say, I betrayed him 3 times in one night. I betrayed him with a curse. And he warned me before. He says, Simon, Simon, Simon. Satan has desired to sift you as wheat. And I was so arrogant, so sure of myself. I said, no, all men betray you. I'll never, even if I have to go to prison, even if I have to go to death. And then because of a woman, the words of a woman said, you were with him. I betrayed you with a curse. And he and he heard what I said. And as I said at the concrete, and you'll think to yourself, I know it's never. I was supposed to be Saint Peter the Rock. I was supposed to be the one that was given the keys to the kingdom. And then you hear that Jesus is resurrected, and the rest of the people, the disciples, are rejoicing. You're rejoicing because a stone in your heart. Listen, how I really stand before him. What am I supposed to do? What does he think about me? How can he forgive me for what he did? And then the archbishop, Peter, goes to the archbishop. The archbishop casting the net. And then there's a stranger on the seashore. And there's a voice that says, children, did you catch any fish? And they shout back. So this guy's even moving. No, we fished all night. Never caught him. Try on the other side. And you know when you're not in a good mood, you say, sure, yeah. We need
Amen.
To be so,
yeah.
And then John looks and says, Amen. And Peter jumps straight in, swims to the shore. And he has Jesus cooking fish in the fire. Now, here's the high priest, right? Here's how he creates his children. He knows the condition of this man. He's not just going to take the lash. He's not just going to take the sword. He's not just going to humiliate this man in the eyes of the rest.
And he feeds the Lord. Amen.
And he speaks general things. And then we'll find that the atmosphere is right. When he knows now, my correction is going to get the food.
Amen.
Now it's going to achieve the purpose.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The man's in the right condition. The atmosphere is right.
Amen.
He's the son. The son of God. Do you love me?
Mm-hmm.
Man's sweating in his eye. This is what you need. It's a son of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Son of Jonah, do you love me? No. God feel my hands. That's the high priest.
Amen.
That's the one that when you think that's in guilt, she's going to kill me. Let me just tell you one thing. Just take the guilt to the
high priest. Amen.
Just take your guilt to the high priest.
Amen.
Amen.
Speak to him about it.
Hallelujah.
And the same one that pardoned Peter, the same one that pardoned the woman of the well, the same one that pardoned the woman, the great sinner in the city, he's the same one.
Amen. Because
he understands. He knew, Peter, I know, as I told you in Gethsemane, your spirit was with him, but your flesh was with him. I know that, Peter. I know, Peter, that you're the other side of the veil. You haven't entered into the most holy yet. I understand that it wasn't good what you did, but I understand. And it's me. So friends, we can all be like the prophet. We can all come inside and we can see and say, oh, God, this woman is. But you don't know what's happening in the heart of that person.
That's right.
But your great high priest knows what's happening in the heart of that person.
Amen.
So deal for the person according to what's happening in their heart.
Amen.
That's what he doesn't judge through other outward form. Let me say that to Samuel. He says, Samuel, I the Lord, I don't judge the way that man judges. Man judges by looking at the outward of the situation. I judge by looking at the heart. And imagine the Lord, the high priest, Jesus himself, the great high priest, was burdened for that day. She was sitting there that day drinking her beer in the wrong company. But what was going on in her heart? She was thinking of going to the meeting.
That's right.
But she
That's
was
right.
feeling too ashamed to go.
That's right.
And Jesus knew.
Amen.
The prophet didn't know that. The prophet just looked at the altar and said, send Armageddon and clean the whole place off. I don't want my daughters to have to grow up around people like this. Not when every single one of us can relate to that.
That's right. Right.
That's why no matter how mighty a high priest would be, no matter how mighty a man of God would be in this age, we all fall short.
That's right.
No man was worthy even to look upon the book.
That's right.
And then the Lord said to the prophet, I want to speak to you. We know the story from that.
Amen.
And he took him behind and then he showed him the blood. And he showed him what the power of intercession can do. And he showed him that, no, you may have given up on this lady, but I haven't given up on her.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Why I made that restaurant close there today so you could come here to me.
Amen.
To speak to her. And then the prophet gets into the presence of the high priest, gets into the spirit of the high priest. He comes to the lady and says, can I sit down with your sister? And then she says, oh, you have that brother. I heard of you. I want you to come down to the meeting. I served the Lord and I backslid. I got away from the Lord. Do you think there's still a hope for me?
Amen.
He says, Jesus gave me the vision. Just
Amen.
If we had realized the power of this high priest, we wouldn't give up some people.
Amen.
We wouldn't give up on our children. We wouldn't give up on our relatives.
Amen.
He hasn't given up on them. He understands the infirmity.
Thank
he
you,
understands
Lord.
Where they are.
Amen.
You and I might look at that woman at the well and say, this woman is such a, she's a harlot. Five husbands, now she's living with a man. And the prophet God, and the message breaks into that realm and he comes and says, you know what probably happened with that lady? She was probably put out by her parents when she was a young girl. Yeah? Maybe her parents were the one. The prophet says many times it's not juvenile delinquency, it's parent delinquency. He says that she had nowhere else to go, and so she settles the morals of her body for food to make a living. The high priest understands your circumstances.
Amen.
He doesn't agree with what you do many times. But he understands many times more even than you do why you do the things you do.
Amen.
And if you will go and speak to him about it, he'll explain it to you as well.
Amen.
Remember that when the great high priest would come down in the prayer lines and the people would come up before the prophet and he was in Melchizedek. The great high priest, his presence was there. The word himself. And the people would come and they would wonder, but why am I so nervous? Why am I so anxious? And then the great high priest would feel for that person and would speak through his prophet and say, when you were young, when you were a girl, when you were 5 years old, there was a dog that barked at your mom's attention. And you got such a fright at that time. And that's when that spirit of fear came. And that's all the person needed to hear. They didn't even need prayer. They just needed an understanding. Why do I feel the way that I do? And you and I would have looked at that person and judged them and said, have faith, sister. Hey, why are you always nervous the way that you are? Instead of doing that, we should point them to the high priest. Speak to the high priest. He'll explain to you why you are the way that you are.
Amen.
When you know the truth, the truth is
amen.
Friends, many times you come into the wrong place. We must go to each other.
Hallelujah.
Each of us can help each other in our own measure. No, brother can help a brother, sister can help a sister, minister can help a person, a pastor can help a person going up in the levels. But there comes a certain place, friends, you don't need to hear from Eli.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You don't need to hear from Caleb.
Yes, sir.
You don't need to hear from anybody else. You need to hear from
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he's the one that's the perfect understanding.
Amen.
Wow. And because now Jesus was a man,
yeah,
and he's now representing us in the presence of God. When we pray and we come to him, like when they come to the high priest in those days, he said, I'm worried about my son. My son's gone astray. I don't know what I can do to make him please. When you present yourself before the Lord, how can go to where you go? When you go in there on the Day of Atonement, when you have the breastplate on your breast representing all of us, when you have the two pouches with the two onyx stones on your shoulders representing that you carry in our body, please, when you get in the presence of the Shekinah, speak to the Lord and my son's behind. And that person would feel better. And so I know that my petition now is going to come into the presence.
Amen.
Amen.
We don't need that anymore. When you pray, the Bible says we know
Hallelujah.
As we ought to pray.
Amen.
That's why we need the high priest.
Amen.
We need
Amen.
Our words to go directly through. We need our words to go to the high priest.
Hallelujah.
And then the high priest now takes our words. The Bible says we don't know how to pray as we ought, but the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He takes those words.
Hallelujah.
Sends them and groans many times.
Hallelujah.
Sends them in a way that's acceptable.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh,
thank you.
Friends. So it's a two-way thing. When God speaks,
yeah,
the great mysteries of redemption, great mysteries that will boggle our minds. And you and I are there saying, I really wish the Lord would speak to me. The Lord, if he spoke really to us sometimes, friends, it would be the end of us. So he says, okay, what I'll do, I'll reveal it to the high priest. There's our great high priest, and he's in the presence of God on behalf of us. Yeah? And he's saying, Father, I've got a burden. I've got something on my breastplate. I've got Brother David. who has gone through a hard time, he's had sickness for a long time. I bring his name, I present it before.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. And then what happens? Then the great revelation of the world comes. And because Jesus was a man, he knows how we can understand as a man. Then he's able now to take that great complexity of the program of God, that great awesomeness of divine revelation, and he's able now to come and bring it to us and deliver it. He sends now the Holy Ghost to come and deliver it to us in exactly the package that we need to
receive. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Ah, what a God.
That's right.
What an awesome God.
That's why you and I, we can go to Switzerland, we can have 500 people in a room. And a minister can preach.
Amen.
And they can minister to 500 people at the same time.
Amen.
And every single one of those people is receiving in a different way.
Amen. Wow.
That's right. Wow.
That needs a high priest.
That's
that
right.
Needs someone who understands man.
That's Amen. Right.
That needs right. someone who understands what you need.
Wow.
Oh.
Where's the pastor?
That's now sometimes when we need to go beyond fear.
Amen. Amen.
Fear is not going to deliver me. No, we don't need theory from one another. Amen. That's how the prophet says you can never help someone unless you first feel for
yes,
them.
Sir.
You've got an
yes,
sir. Kind of a deep for
them. Amen. Amen.
But sometimes we're so quick to give counsel. We're so quick to give judgment. And we wonder why it doesn't work. Doesn't help, just makes the person's situation worse. We need to come into the presence
Hallelujah.
Of God. Because friends, we are kings and we are priests.
Yes, sir.
We are high priests over our house.
We
are high priests over the one another. And we need to learn from our great high priest. No. The Bible says a word in season.
Yes,
in
sir.
Season, how good it is.
Amen.
I said it twice recently. You find sometimes someone in their zeal, they want to go to someone, so they want to bear what they're about to say. Brother Will said it so fine the other day. Then don't try to clean the fish before you catch it.
Amen.
If someone's new, if somebody doesn't understand, what do they really need? Do they need your theory? They don't need your theory. They don't need your opinion. They need something that's going to minister to them where they are.
Amen.
They need something that's going to make Christ more real.
That's right.
They're going to need something that's going to quicken them to bring them to a personal contact with the high priest.
Hallelujah.
Then you can bring all the other things after that.
Amen.
But the most important thing, they need a personal contact with the
Amen.
High priest.
Amen.
And when you first meet someone, channel all your resources.
Mm.
You may feel all manner of thoughts to say other things, but just push them aside and say, those things will have their season.
Amen.
It's a word spoken in season.
Amen.
How good that is. Otherwise, sometimes, friends, I get contacted by people sometimes to say, I came along to church, and then I was told I must do this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and this was too long, and then I got good, and I don't come to church again.
This,
and I said, no. That's not the way that it's supposed to be.
My.
That's not the way that it's supposed to be. We need to spend more time with the high priest.
Yeah. Hallelujah!
So then we come from there, just as much as he has compassion on the ignorant, he has mercy because of our infirmity. He understands what we're able to bear in the condition that we are.
Amen.
And that's why sometimes a good advice, you'll find many times people would come to the high priest in the Old Testament. And all sometimes a person needs is an opportunity to offload what's in the
Lord. Yes, sir.
Amen. Sometimes they don't need to share anything.
That's right.
Sometimes Jesus knows that. Sometimes
Amen.
He doesn't say anything to us.
Amen.
But we just go and pray. Sometimes we pour our burden on
him. That's right.
Amen.
And just his presence.
That's right.
Just his understanding, consoling presence finishes the issue.
That's right.
He never says a word. He doesn't have to say a word.
Amen.
Sometimes all that it needs is an understanding.
Amen.
And that's why I like to say in the word, you've got 2 ears and 1 mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a real good principle. Sometimes listen to people first.
Amen.
Amen.
Find out where someone is before you try to give
yes,
your
sir.
Advice. Let that person unveil themselves. Let them say what's going on.
Amen.
When the Spirit comes upon you, it will give you the right appointed thing to say, which is going to move that person from where they are to the next stage where the Lord wants them to be. That next stage may not be where you want them to be. I'm nowhere near where I want to be.
Yes, sir.
I'm nowhere near to where you want to be.
Amen.
I only judge other people because they're not where we want them to be. Amen. He doesn't judge them for that. He knows
Hallelujah.
That the flesh, he knows the devil. He knows spiritual warfare. Yes. He knows the flesh, the devil, the world. He knows the environment that we're in. He deals faithfully with our souls.
Amen.
He never compromises. But he knows exactly what.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And sometimes he withholds a little bit. Yeah. Because he knows you're not able to bear it. No. He said that to his disciples. I have many things to say.
Amen.
But you're not able to bear it.
Yes.
Amen.
But one of these days when he, the Spirit of Truth, has come, he's going to be true.
Amen.
And that's when you're going to understand a lot of these things. But now, I'm going to keep giving you the ABCs. I'm going to keep giving the simple things that you need. And friends, as we come to first, what about, does that not explain why God sent us a prophet with a fifth grade education?
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
To me, it explains it.
Amen.
Imagine if the prophet had some big theological degree, could speak all this big term. Then he goes and he receives a revelation of the seven seals. And he comes and delivers it when none of us would ever understand what he was saying. But when you take a man with a fifth grade
Hallelujah.
Education, can't speak good English. And he goes directly caught up in the presence of the seven spirits of God, the seven angels. And the mystery of Christ is revealed to the man.
Amen.
The man's going to come and deliver in a way we can understand.
Amen.
Why do you think it says about Jesus, the common people heard him?
That's right.
That's right.
And the common person don't give me too much that I can't.
Amen.
Sometimes you need to leave the 99 just for the one.
Amen. Amen.
People say, but that wasn't a complicated sermon. Maybe it was just for the one.
Hallelujah.
And friend, would you not be satisfied if one person
Amen. Is
the Lord?
That's
and you
right.
didn't receive your portion of that service.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not far more important?
Amen. Amen.
Sometimes the high priest, like Jesus said to Peter, feed my sheep, feed my lambs.
Mm.
Some people are better feeding the sheep, some people are better feeding the
lambs.
You need a balance in those things.
Amen.
But Jesus knows exactly
how to Hallelujah.
Amen.
He knows exactly where we are, he knows exactly what it is we need to do at that time. He's never dealt out the wrong portion to anyone. His word is always exactly right.
Amen.
Exactly right.
Amen.
Because he's our high priest. He can come right down to where we are, put his arm around us when we pray, and feel for us.
Amen.
Thank you.
And you'll be crying.
Hallelujah.
And he'll remember his tears.
Amen.
He remembers Gethsemane. He remembers the grave of Lazarus.
Right.
He remembers seeing the widow. Yeah? With her only son dead
Amen.
On the bed.
Wow. Wow.
He said, this is the night. Who's going to look after this old mother now? Her husband's dead. She's a widow. This is her only son. And you can use a weak knot. Put it down top. Summarize.
Hallelujah.
Wow. So you praying there and you weeping and you feeling a burden for something, your high priest can be so simple.
Yeah.
Amen.
He can enter right into that feeling with you. When you're praying about it, you feel it.
Yes,
you
sir.
Strike a certain place that you know about what you do instead. And when you're praying, friends, to Jesus, when you get into the presence of the high priest, many times you don't need to say it very much.
That's yes, right. sir.
Many times you don't even know what to say.
Hallelujah.
You don't even know how to rightly express things before him.
Amen.
But he looks down beyond your words and he looks into your heart.
Amen.
And he sees what you're trying to say.
Hallelujah.
He sees the real need that you have. And he says,
Amen.
Too many words. I know what it is that you need. You've come and you brought it to me. I'll go and take it to the throne of grace. And then he takes now those unexpressed needs. That burden, that desire, that you're struggling to really understand what it is. And he goes now before the mercy seat and expresses it the right way. And then you wonder why the blessing quickly comes down.
Hallelujah.
Because his praise always accepted.
Yeah.
His praise always customized.
Yeah.
His prayer always hits the spot.
Yeah.
There's never a time apart from in Gethsemane when you prayed for the Father and the Father did not answer. And even when you prayed there was the provision.
Amen. Right.
Nevertheless,
Amen.
Not every single time you pray, he knew his prayer was going to be answered. That's your high priest.
Amen.
So that's how when we come and put our hope in him, we come and put our cast our cares upon him, like the Bible says. Let's not forget him. We sing that song. We sing it just now before we come to communion. Yesterday, to dead forever. Jesus is the
same.
The same one has told the story.
Amen.
The same one who spoke to them on the road to Emmaus. The same one who spoke to the woman at the well. He's the same one tonight.
Amen.
Friends, he hasn't changed. He's still the great Melchizedek. But now he's even greater. Why? Because Melchizedek had the days of his flesh. And he learned compassion. He learned what it was to suffer. He learned what the infirmities of people were. And now that he's gone into the heavens, he's lost none of that experience. He's lost none of those qualifications. But he's there in the presence of God for us tonight.
Amen.
With that, being God and being man. Understanding perfectly the things of God, understanding perfectly the things of man.
Amen.
No one else can take that place.
Amen.
Far be it that any person could ever think they could take that place. That's why Abraham had to say on the way up to Mount Moriah, God will provide for himself for that.
Amen. Amen.
God will provide for himself a high priest. And friends, when the high priest came and cared for someone that Jesus could say, he didn't, but we can say to him, a greater.
Amen.
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 Amen. This is the real high priest. You can be touched by the feelings of our purposes. Let's just finish with that one. Let's just think about the prayer lines. How many times I listened to many of them today, the message, when the prophet would be there, and there'd be somebody standing there, and the great pillar of fire would be there, the great compassionate one is there.
Amen.
And then that person would be standing, and the prophet said, excuse me, sister. Okay. And he'd look up. And he'd say, is that man over there? You pray. Yeah. It's because you've got arthritis. And then he'd say, who did he touch?
Amen.
Jesus never touched me. I'm 15 yards from him.
Amen.
He touched the high priest.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
That's what makes all the difference.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Touch the high priest now.
Amen.
Just inside of yourself, you can just bring yourself before the throne of grace. In that dimension of prayer from your heart, you can touch him, and it's amazing how you respond.
Amen.
Amen.
Amazing how that you respond. How many times he says that? Who did she touch? She didn't touch me, I'm just a man.
Amen.
But she touched the high priest.
Amen.
Now think back in your experience. When you were dead in sin and trespasses. When you came under conviction of sin, when you were so guilty you didn't even want to look out, he came to you.
Amen.
Why? Because he touched you. Your condition, your need, your guilt, your sorrow for your sin. Yeah. You didn't even know how to confess your sins. The prophet says, I didn't know what to say, so I thought, let me write a letter to God. And I said, dear Mr. God. And he wrote, I know I've been a bad boy. But if you, I know that you pass through these words. If you could just pass my way sometimes so that I can speak to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is the way it's attempted on a tree. This is when I felt ashamed of myself. And I went to the middle of the tree and said, I've heard there is a man. And he said, I should speak to him as a man.
Yes, sir.
And he understood.
Amen. Amen.
And then he went and he got his sack and he got down in the old coal shed.
Hallelujah!
And he got on his knees that day. He didn't know how to put his hands. He probably to cross his fingers. He didn't know what to do. That's got nothing to do with it. The high priest looks beyond all those things.
Amen.
He sees what's happening in your soul.
Amen.
He sees what's happening in your heart.
Yep.
That's what he's paying attention to.
Hallelujah.
The moment the desire was in the prophet's heart to repent. To say, I haven't lived the right kind of a life. Down came the high priest.
Amen.
And the burden was lifted.
Amen.
He touched the same one that you were in.
Amen.
I was in the same situation as in that time. And it changed my life.
What
about that time when you were almost in the car accident? What about that time you didn't know you cried out to the Lord and something changed?
Amen.
Amen.
Who did you touch? You touched the high priest.
Hallelujah.
What about that time you were sick and you never ever thought you'd ever recover from that sickness?
Amen.
And you were burdened. You were like Job. You know, you came and you were on your ash heap. Friend, what happened? Was it your goodness?
No.
No. Amen. You touched him.
Amen.
You'll never be the same.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Only one touch, that's all. When you touch him, your life will never be the same.
Amen.
You just touch him. It's so simple. What about Bartimaeus? Amen. When the people are telling him, shut up, man. They won't speak nice to him.
That's right.
Yeah, we've got the children's cartoon, and when Bartimaeus comes and he's trying to find his way, they throw him down on the ground and he lies there, trying to cry out to Jesus. He didn't want to lose faith. Jesus stood still.
Amen.
In the midst of a roaring crowd, Bartimaeus back here. There's no way Jesus would have heard Bartimaeus. But friend, there's a certain cry. There's a certain sound. It's not the words you say. It's not how loud you say them or how quiet that it is. But it's a something that comes from your heart and touches
him. Hallelujah.
And when you touch him, he stands still.
Amen.
He responds. And then he said, bring him to me.
Yes.
Ah, friend. You see, we were speaking of much this day. When I could encounter him, he came to me.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
But Jesus. What about Zacchaeus? Mm. What about Zacchaeus in a sycamore tree? Guilt ridden for cheating and stealing all the things that he did. Look at the burden came inside. Because his wife was praying for him. And the burden of his sin, and Jesus was walking by. Yeah? And Jesus looked up and called him on and said, Zacchaeus, I must come to your house. But that same one, thinking the Holy Spirit. Think of the one in the tombs, his soul was crying out, though he was insane. John, it's not the outward, it's the cry of
that's
the heart.
Right.
That's what he responds to. He just wants a contrite heart.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A contrite heart. That's all that he desires.
Amen.
It's just an honesty inside of his heart. And when you look to him, you touch him.
Amen.
When you touch him, that situation.
Amen.
And friend, as we come to communion, what is this testify to us? This is my body. This is my blood. This is what our great high priest did for us. If there's anything else that he would hold from us. The Bible says that God didn't withhold his only son. You think there's anything else that he would hold your own? We just pray with him on the side. Paul says it tonight, he says, now we have the
sympathy.
We have a great high priest. A compassionate high priest. Jesus, the Son of God.
Hallelujah.
He's still Jesus. That was his human name. But he's the Son of God.
Amen.
What a fusion of the two that it is. And Paul says, therefore, let us come boldly.
Amen.
Unto the throne of grace.
Hallelujah.
That we may obtain mercy. And grace to help.
Amen. Amen.
We might say everything's going well for you, it's not that strong. But it's not always going to
be. That's right.
And as long as you know the way, nothing will stop you getting to know.
Hallelujah.
As long as you know the disciples, as long as he knows you, there's nothing, no demon power.
Hallelujah.
In this earth, under this earth, light forces, there's nothing.
That's right.
That can separate us.
Amen.
Let's sing.
Amen.
Let's sing that song before we pray a little prayer. Let's sing that song. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus. And as we sing the different choruses, the different verses, you'll find yourself there.
Amen.
You're going to find yourself there in one of these verses. There's something that quickens us.
To save the sin for thee, never sin.
Holding me, Lord, that day.
express it. You just try to find some way. I just ask you, just express it by raising your hand. Raise your hand to this same Jesus. He looks down in your heart and he sees where you are. It doesn't need a long prayer, my friend. It just needs sincerity. He looks at when you're ready to get down to business. He's also ready to get down to business. When he sees that you've made up your mind, that enough is enough, you'll find that he will look down and say, yes, enough is enough. And your situation will change. Let's have a short time of prayer. Then search ourselves before we come to communion.
Amen.
If you need him for anything, speak to him. There's healing in communion. There's power for the journey in communion. Whatever it is that you need, let's just speak to him a short while before we come to communion. Scripture saints, let's read 1 Corinthians 11, 23. Let's read Corinthians 11 from 23. For I've received of the Lord that which I delivered unto you. We're singing at the beginning. That the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, we ask for thee to bless this bread and to bless this wine. We thank you for what they represent. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your grace in these things. Please bless our communion. Bless as you wash one another's feet. Father, we thank you, them that aren't here upon this night, please. Have mercy upon them. Here we pray. Watch over them as well. In Jesus' name.
And as you take it,
Broken for you.
is the high priest tonight.
Amen.
Let us read John chapter 13. This is through the foot washing and just a couple of verses. Let's read verse. Let's read from verse 1 to verse 11. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, that he was come from God and went to God, he rises from supper, laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered, If I wash thee not, thou art no part with me. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean of the wit, and you are clean, but not all. For he knew we should betray him, therefore said, You are not to clean. Let's skip then to verse 15. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, have to
do.
We know as we're talking the message, when Jesus gives an example, to us it's a command. When he did something, he was the Word made flesh. So to us, that's it. Jesus washed his disciples' feet. Let's wash one another's feet in Jesus' name. Brothers of God this side, sisters this side,
my friend of Calvary.
Oh,
It's not by your power, it's not by your might.
Amen.
It's because he has prevailed. And when John was there and he was weeping, because he saw the situation, there was no hope. He had a need, the human race had a need. Who was able to take the book?
And we had
John wept.
Thank you.
But the prophecy is he didn't weep very long. That's how it is with a believer. You get to a situation, you think it's too much now. And then comes the revelation. Weep not, John.
Hallelujah.
The name of the tribe of Judah. He has prevailed over them. And John turned around expecting to see a lion. What did he see? He saw a lamb.
Hallelujah.
A bloody lamb. Our friends, we're grateful for that tonight. Let's sing one more, then we ask Brother Kelly to come and close us in a word of prayer.
There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because we can't express what our souls feel.
Thank you, Jesus.
We can just clap, oh Lord, that is not even enough, oh Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Amen. If you've got wings, oh Lord, you could fly.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And to come in your presence, oh Lord.
Hallelujah.
But as we heard, you are the high priest, oh Lord.
Amen.
In the bottom of our hearts, oh Lord.
Amen.
And what we can't express, oh Lord.
Yes.
You can see, oh Lord. And if you could write it, oh Lord.
Oh, yes.
Our eyes could read it, oh Lord.
Yes.
Because it's beyond human explanations, oh Lord.
Yes.
It's beyond human understanding, oh Lord.
Right.
We thank you this evening, oh Lord, because of the remembrance, oh Lord,
yes,
of
Lord.
What you did for us, oh Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because it was that day that you really became our high priest.
Amen.
You went beyond the veil, oh Lord, not with a lamb, natural lamb, oh Lord, but you brought yourself as the lamb, oh Lord.
Amen. Thank you.
You were our high priest and our sacrifice, oh Lord.
Yes,
you
Lord.
You offered yourself, oh Lord.
Thank you.
So that we can have life, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
And that life that was above your life, oh Lord, you gave us back to us in the days of
yes,
Christ,
Lord.
Oh Lord, so that we can become like you, Heavenly Father.
Yes,
when we remember that, oh Lord, that's why we are commemorating that this day, oh Lord. Not as a ritual, oh Lord, but the expression of what you have done in us, oh Lord.
Yes,
and to testify of that, oh Lord, you gave us the Holy Spirit today.
Thank you, Lord.
To become like you, oh Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father. What a joy to know, oh Lord, that our judge is also our attorney.
Yes, Lord.
Heavenly Father, whatever judgment you have. Whatever judgment was going to bring up on us, oh Lord, our attorney has made it for
us.
Our faith, Heavenly Father. We have pleaded guilty on our behalf, oh Lord. And we have drank the cup for us, oh Lord. That's why we can claim boldly today that we are the children of God, oh Lord. And in this age, oh Lord, we can claim, Heavenly Father,
yes,
that the light has come and the light has illuminated our souls, oh Lord.
Yes,
and we can see, oh Lord, as we can see you face to face.
Amen.
We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, for this evening.
Yes, Lord.
This blessed service, oh Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Heavenly Father, we could have been somewhere else doing worldly things, oh Lord. But when we can see how blessed we are to stand in your presence.
Amen.
The world cannot understand when they ask us, you go to church on Wednesday, on Friday, on
yes,
Sunday.
Lord.
How come you can do? How come you can stay there for so long, oh Lord? They don't see, they don't know what we are seeing, oh Lord.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, these things, saints have wish they could see, they could listen, they could hear it
Amen.
In the age past, oh Lord.
Amen.
But in this age, we are so favored to, we can see and listen to these things.
Amen.
We thank you, Heavenly Father. Be with us. Forgive our weaknesses, O Lord.
Amen.
Our shortcomings, O Lord. We know that as long as we are still in this flesh, we are subject to fall, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
But our attorney is there.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, O Lord. To act as a shield between judgment and us, O Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And to make us look whiter than snow.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
We thank you, Heavenly Father. Let your bread, the bread and the wine we have taken, O Lord,
yes,
be a cure that will heal our sicknesses, O Lord.
Amen.
We know in fulfilling your word, O Lord, there's a blessing behind it. So if there's any weaknesses in the flesh in our
lives,
Heavenly Father, let you heal our brother or our sister.
Yes, Lord.
Heavenly Father, we call you upon our future, O Lord.
Yes.
We know that you'll never forsake us, O Lord.
Amen.
We have been forsaken for us, O Lord,
yes,
so that we'll not never walk alone, O Lord.
That's right.
O Lord, be with us. We commit our Sunday service into your hands.
Yes, Lord.
Grant us now traveling mercy. Yes,
Amen.
Yes. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Since this is Swiss rhythm song, I don't know why Jesus is here.
Amen.
But I'm so glad.
I don't know why he sacrificed.